This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson.
Toddlers are just my niche.
That's April Moore, a Petaluma mom who, over the past decade, has taken in almost three dozen kids, aged 18 months to 6 years, who need emergency foster care. And even though they are usually with her for just 3 months, April says she sees them go through some dramatic changes.
When they come, they're very introverted, most of them. Of course, they're terrified if they don't know what's going on. They're usually delayed developmentally in some way. Their fine motor skills, gross motor skills are behind. Their language is behind. So I spend most of my time setting up therapies for them to help catch them up to where they should be developmentally.
But Moore says some of them also need to be retrained to learn how to be a kid again.
The little boy I have now, he was 4 when he came to me. He was making all the breakfast for the whole family. And his older brother, who's only 9, was making dinner for the whole family. So he is in that caregiver mode. And I have to train him, no, it's your job to play. It's your job to learn. It's not your job to do all this other stuff. My kids also help reinforce that with the children. It's not their job to be grown-ups yet.
Yes, in the Moore household, foster care is something the whole family does.
It's a family affair. I only take one child at a time. I know my limits. My husband knows if we get a call, I'll call him if it's during the day and say, guess what? Somebody's coming. My teenagers are completely involved in it, too. They know I'll call if I'm on the way up there. Can you make the bed, pull out the porta-crib?
And April believes her own kids have gained lifelong benefits from their experience.
They've seen a completely different part of life. And I really don't have any doubts that they will not use drugs because they see the destruction. I know they won't be promiscuous because they see the destruction of teenage pregnancies and of families torn apart by drugs and alcohol abuse. It's something that really sticks in their minds that I don't think will ever leave.
Moore says her own past, being abused as a girl, has made her more sensitive and aware in reaching out to the young children she and her family care for. But she is clear that she is not a second mother for them.
I look at my job as a long-term caregiver. I don't look at it that I'm going to be their mother. I'm a surrogate. And so my job is to make sure that they are healthy, happy, loved, as healthy as possible for the person that's going to adopt them.
But April does make sure her foster kids have something to help them remember their time with the Moore family.
For each child, I make a photo album to send with them when they leave of their experiences while they're with us, whether it's going to the zoo or to the park or playing in the backyard.
After hearing all this, you won't be surprised to learn that April Moore was named the 2008 Foster Parent of the Year by the California State Foster Parent Association. She offers some additional insights into her experience on the North Bay Report webpage at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.